Welcome back here to Tell a Band to Go Home on UMFM. My name is Jeff, your host, playing you the good music. Thanks for being here. You can get in touch with me, Jeff, at tellabandtogohome.com. Check out tellabandtogohome.com for all kinds of episodes and info and other kinds of stuff. You like stuff, don't you? We got stuff. Now, it's been a long time, since I've been live in the studio, that's for sure. It'll probably be close to 2 years out of the studio before we get back in. But when we were in the studio, one of the real advantages of being down there was every once in a while we could get friends to come in and play live. And often it was, people that I knew and loved and wanted to introduce you to. And sometimes, I kind of invited people because I thought they were going to be great, not really having known or seen or met them before. And they'd come in and sometimes just knock your socks off. I mean, I first met John Ward Hanum that day live in the studio that way. We've had some success in that department, just inviting people down, knowing it was going to be good. And I believe that's exactly what happened with this next band that I'm going to play for you. I'd heard of the reputation. I don't think I'd seen them at this point in June of 2014. I don't know if I'd ever seen them live. And I invited them down to the studio thinking it was probably going to be fun. And they just ended up knocking my socks off with a live in the studio performance that I don't think I'll ever forget. Sometimes it's amazing to be a fly on that wall and be the only person other than the band checking out some of this live music. Anyways, this band came in and blew me away. And it was a multi-talented band. Like, everybody in the band could have been the star of the show. They could all steal the show. And I always thought that was a pretty stellar combination when you have that much talent in the band. And there were a lot of standouts in the band, but one that always stood out, you could never forget having seen, was a guy named Johnny Wong. We're talking about the 24th Street Wailers, a band that was around for a few years and one of the best live bands going at the time. And they just could, like I said, they could all steal the show, but you could never forget having seen Johnny Wong. And if you ever saw the band, you know what I'm talking about. Johnny Wong, this wailing saxophone player who would take his wireless mic and stroll through the crowd and play on the tables and climb up on top of speakers. And just he was kind of a madman on the saxophone. And we got the sad, sad news the other day that Johnny Wong had passed away. He was only like 36 years old, I think. A brief battle with leukemia and stole an amazing talent. He had kind of hung up the saxophone and was doing software development for the past few years, I guess, which is good for him. It was, sciences were an original love of his. So I'm glad that he got to taste that world as well. But we'll always remember him for the music. And I thought I'd play a couple of those songs that were recorded at UMFM in June of 2014, featuring the unbelievable Johnny Wong.
We're gonna take the single off the record, which is Aim to Please. One, two. I know you need a better lover, baby. Thank you.
we doing here, Liz?
This is the Chin Wagger. This is about gossips. It's about gossips.
All right.
Well, gee, I'm not used to playing a tambourine. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Tequila, Johnny Wong, unbelievable wailing on the saxophone, man. We're going to miss that guy. Unbelievable talent. I still remember that. The band, we didn't have our big fancy schmancy live band room at the time. So the 24th Street Wailers, they were all crammed into the control room. And Johnny Wong was kind of right behind my head wailing away. He was so loud, he had to take off his shirt and stuff it in the bell of his saxophone so he didn't kill us all. Unbelievable talent, man. Oh man, what a blessing to get to see a guy like Johnny Wong who loved what he did. And it's a sad shame that he's not going to be around to play anymore, but thanks for the memories, Johnny Wong. Anyway, I don't know how to transition out of that other than to do something completely goofy and stupid. And well, that's what we're going to do here. We're going to play a real quick version of Too Close for Comfort. I heard this song the other day. There's this big fancy box set coming out. Well, I guess it's out now. From the Replacements, once again, they're milking their catalog and putting out these big fancy box sets. And there's a new one. And one of the kind of leftover tracks that they trotted out, it has a video and stuff for it. And I don't think it's particularly great, so I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing, all 5 minutes of it. But just enough to tell you, as soon as I heard it, I was like, doesn't that sound a lot like another song? And I don't think I'm going to play all the other song either. But I'll play it for you. You tell me. Here's a little bit of Johnny's Gonna Die by the Replacements.
Johnny always takes more than he needs. Knows a couple chords, knows a couple leads. Johnny always needs more than he takes. Forgets a couple chords, forgets a couple breaks. And everybody tells me Johnny is hot. Johnny needs something, but he ain't got. Johnny's gonna die.
Okay, you get the idea, right? Okay, and maybe it's just Tommy. You know, he was probably like 7 at the time, so maybe that's why. But that bass line, doesn't it kind of remind you of this?
Better stop it before the good taste police come along and take away the show. But, you know, I don't know. Are we allowed to play Ryan Adams yet? I don't, not that I really want to, but maybe we shouldn't. But I don't know. I just kind of felt like that Replacement song kind of conjured up Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, here's one more goofy, stupid thing that I'll probably not play all of because, well, you know, if you were Canadian and you grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, you don't ever need to hear this song again. But there's a new record coming from Edmonton, roots rock, alt country, I guess, pioneers and roots rock legends, Junior Gone Wild. They have a new record coming. And they've released a few songs now, and then they sound pretty great. I'm going to play one of them from you. But in going to pull up this new song, I realized that a little while ago they released a goofy cover. And, well, again, I don't know if I'm going to play all 5 minutes of it. I might spare you, but, well, you tell me. Should I play more of it or not?
Four men in a rock and roll band. Flight night and in the morning we land. Flight night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes fast. When you fly the universe, you need some rest. You need some rest.
See, I feel like that's enough. I feel like that's all you need to hear of that. I mean, look it up yourself if you want to hear the whole thing, but I'm not going there. But I will play you something new and an original. Or is this original? Is this a cover? There's another cover, too. I don't remember. I don't know. I'm just going to play it.
If there's one thing that I've learned, it's that things could always be worse. I'm blessed, I can't complain about it, using rhyme and verse. Though witty couplets and similes can't solve what's up with you and me. Life is hell and art is just a curse. I thought I'd given up. I've been promoted, I've been fired, but being the last one standing after a disastrous five-point landing don't mean a whole lot if the bubble burst. It was never for the money, it was often for the beer, for trying to impress the ladies or just trying to get out of here. But that all changed when I got here. I didn't realize the true purpose. For very many years I've had the carpet pulled from under me. So many times on this journey I grew to believe it was the status quo. I didn't know the walk would be so long or the ride would be so rough. Had no idea if I would ever decide I'd had enough. I had some chips, I went all in. The world took it all, I went all in again. Parked right here cause there's nowhere left to go. It was never for the money, it was often for the beer, or trying to impress the ladies, or just trying to get out of here. Now it's for the sake of just want me another shot of me, Johnny Scone.
just might bump into the floor. But tonight I'm in the mood just to let the good times roll. So grab that frosty bottle from behind you, Johnny Scone. I kind of feel like the drinking until it all feels like a dream. But it's not that I'm down. My heart is full of holes. I just want me another shot of me, Johnny Scones. I just want me another shot of me, Johnny Scones.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
They didn't want to roll the dice on icy roads that night, or sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. Spent a month of rent, get on that B-35, went off the air. Not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow, said the only stars to fall. Clear Lake, Iowa, they fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. But they're still on the air. You could find them there. How many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run, laying a needle down on that Chicago preacher's son, having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. He's out there now, twisting the night away. Down the courtyard, you could hear him on the radio, behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above. They heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. A famous singer fell. Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. Long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. I'll be there. Under the belly of the night. I'll be on the air. You can find me there. Under the belly of the night. I'll be singing. Under the belly of the night. With the Holy Ghost. Under the belly of the night.
sing under your breath as you slip past the back door and into the night. The smell of smashed pumpkin still fresh in the air, and all the fall colors like streaks in your hair. Rattle your chains, flash fake paraffins for to give your dark demons a fight. April, she laughs at that silly old mask that you've worn all winter long. It's the promise of spring and the new blush of green. You're supposed to sing a new kind of song. The smell of pink blossoms all fresh in the air. The light morning raindrops that shine in your hair. Though you try to smile, it's loaded with guile, so you end up feeling all wrong. You'd rather go deep into darkness and weep than to skate on the surface and walk while asleep. The smell of smashed pumpkin all fresh in the air, and all the fall colors like streaks in your hair. There's hope in your heart as you walk through the dark, and the mud and decay, through the leaves and the mud and decay.
Oh, I hadn't listened to that one in a while. It just gets me. Pumpkins there from Susie Ungerleiter from the brand new record. Well, it's been out for a little while now. My name is Susie Ungerleiter. And our pal Susie, she's doing an online streaming show, a CD release of sorts, on Thursday night, 8 p.m. on the Side Door. You go to sidedooraccess.com and you can get yourself a ticket. She's playing with a band, for goodness sake. They had to postpone it. It was supposed to be a couple of weeks ago, but someone got sick and they had to postpone the show. So I hope to see you in the virtual front row Thursday. My name is Susie Ungerleiter. We also heard in there Corin Raymond, Under the Belly of the Night from Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams. Corin is doing his second Paid to Parlay show coming up on Tuesday through Home Roots. This time he's doing Bookworm, which, man, oh, man, that one-man show, it just, it devastates me every time. It's so absolutely magical. If you've never seen Bookworm, or you just, you know, are bored to tears on Tuesday night, I don't know. Check out Corin Raymond through Home Roots. Home Roots doing some amazing shows, including one right now, actually. If you're listening live, the Mavens are playing right now. We told you about that last week. The Mavens are Lynn Miles and Susan Crow and Sherry Ulrich. And I believe you can watch it after the fact. So if you go to Home Roots, you can probably catch a replay of that one. And I know I'm going to be doing that. Anyways, we also heard in there the Perps from Tow Truck with Josco. And it's Josco's birthday on Thursday night, for goodness sake. Josco and the Perps are going to be playing back at home where they belong. Times change Thursday night. I'm thinking there might be a few people calling in sick on Friday in Winnipeg, with good reason. I have a feeling that's going to be a party and a half down there at the Times Changed on Thursday. I don't know if you can hear that weird noise. I think the aliens are landing, so I better play some more songs here before the aliens land to take me away. Yeah, man, Thursday, Josco and Leroy Stagger have the same birthday. Did we know that? And then Billy Joe Shaver died last year on that day. Anyway, I wanted to play a few songs here from a legendary roots rock label that appears to be done. I don't really know what the status is, but there's been a lot of drama behind the scenes at the headquarters of Bloodshot Records over the past year or two, ever since Lydia Lovelace came out and told the world that one of the co-founders of the label, Nan Warshaw, her partner sounds like a total creep, disgusting pig, and made Lydia feel pretty gross, and nothing was done about it. So she told the world, and it kind of unraveled things pretty quickly for Bloodshot. They've been hanging on this whole time, but still kind of not quite what they were. Nan left, and then it's been run lately by the other co-founder, Rob Miller. And just the other day, he announced that he was stepping away. They sold off all their stuff, gave all the money to charity. But he seemed to imply that the label was going to continue on. I don't know by who or how, but one can only imagine it'll be a bit of a different story. And it's too bad that it had to end that way, if it is in fact ending, because Bloodshot Records has put out some of the most amazing music over the past 25 years. I'll play a bunch of it to end off the show here. They released, I think, all of the records, or maybe there was one or two that were on another label, but they certainly introduced the world to this guy, talented guy, another guy we sadly miss, Justin Townes Earle.
Good, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on a roll, mama, I gotta go, gotta get there while I still can. Troubled days are behind me now, and I know they're gonna let me in. When you see me walking up the empty yard and singing and clapping my hands, tell my mama I love her, tell my father I tried, give my money to my baby to spend. Slow down, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make the times come and they go, even a good man will break. He'll let his troubles bury him whole, even though he knows what's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, carrying over while I'm still good in his grace. And I'm no fool, mama, I know the difference between tempting and choosing my fate. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown.
This is Justin Townes Earle. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
Well, he read an article that said I like to do cocaine. And now we come.
Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
She plays cats and nets. She works without an eye. I lock her bedroom when she walks away. She said she was mine. She told me twice. I lock her bedroom when she walks away. Yeah. I love the sun when it's silhouettes. I like her better when she walks away. I love her hair fall across my face. I like her better when she walks away. Yeah, I like her better when she walks away. I like her better when she didn't stay. Yeah, I like her better when she danced my way. Come on, I like her better when she walks away.
been some carrying on. Baby, you're wearing that love down low. Shoot, 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 shoot. Baby, you're wearing that love down low. Shoot, 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 shoot.
I have been done. who's left to suffer long about you? Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag, past empty lots and early grass?
Sometimes when we wanna get along, we both gotta get apart quick.
Well, we take our troubles on the town to men, but the town's too small for that.
So we take our stools and we just pretend we don't know where the other one's at. Yeah, parallel bars, one at my feet,
one on the opposite side of the street,
where two hearts that just can't meet, hide till the heartache's gone. Main getting yours erased, every highball I knock down. But about midnight when the storm has blown and the beer's worn down our pride, we're gonna be making tracks back home and making up side by side. Yeah, parallel bars, one at my feet,
one on the opposite side of the street,
where two hearts that just can't meet, high till the heartache's gone. We had words, patch up our differences and just meet halfway.
You're about one fifth too far gone for that.
I'm so drunk I can't even remember why we're scrapping.
That's because you're an asshole.
But other than that.
Legendary. Legendary music there on the Bloodshot Records label. Robbie Foulkes along with Kelly Hogan, right? Kelly Hogan or Kelly Willis? I don't know. What's the difference? Parallel Bars. For that, Nico Case, Deep Red Bells from Blacklisted. Man, oh man. The Sadies in there, Love Done Look from Tremendous Efforts. We hear Bobby Bear Jr. with Valentine from the great record From the End of Your Leash. Alejandro Escovedo there with Castanets from A Man Under the Influence. So many great Alejandro records. Is that the best one? Maybe. Lydia Lovelace in there with her Ode to Steve Earle from Indestructible Machine, and Justin Townes Earle off the top with Harlem River Blues. I don't know, bye-bye Bloodshot Records. I don't know what's happening, but they've given us a lot. And you've given me a lot today, a lot of fun and a lot of great music, and hopefully you'll be back again next week, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out telltheBandToGoHome.com. Thanks for being here.